This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Raceway, the Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Pella Corporation. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, Worth Des Moines Bolt, Precision Pulley and Idler, the Melcher Dallas School District, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why do our public safety volunteers do what they do? In the first part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator for Marion County. Jeff, how many, more or less, ballpark public safety volunteers do we have in the county?
Volunteer-wise, I would say we're probably right around between 200 and 225, Bob.
200 and 225, and these are people that work in EMS, firefighters, police reserves?
That is correct.
Anything else?
No, the number that I am citing is reflective of those three groups.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. Continues to stay pretty steady, which I'm very proud of the organizations in Marion County for working as hard as they do at keeping that number of volunteers, you know, relatively static throughout the years.
We're learning that this is increasingly a problem in rural America where we're all too busy. We tend to be aggregating more and more in cities, and so we can sometimes be in pretty desperate straits for having even the number. I mean, if you've only got 400 or 500 people in a township, it's hard to put together a crew.
Yeah, it really is. It's evolved, you know, in the going on 10 years that I've been here. It's evolved, you know, ever since the first one of these interviews that we did. But I'm really proud of our folks for the way that they have evolved with it. You know, they have recognized the challenges and done as good a job as they can do to meet those challenges and overcome them.
Let's think about the way that we're organized. We've got police departments in Knoxville, Pella, Pleasantville, in the sheriff's office in Melcher Dallas.
Yep.
And so those are
and county conservation.
County conservation. Yep. Okay, so those are our police. Are there volunteers that work or reserves in county conservation?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right, so we've got all those organizations, and then we've got fire departments in our major cities, and then minimally in each township. How many fire departments do we have?
We have 10.
10. Emergency services, ambulances that are...
There are 11 departments that do some form of emergency medical services.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Horns Ferry Hideaway, Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock, Cube's Garage, Knoxville Farm and Home, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Lambert's Towing, Truck Sales and Parts, Ulrich Meat Market, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Klein's QuickTime, Verduft Agency, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Regional Health Center, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Hewitt Service Center in Monroe.
I continued my conversation with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator for Marion County. And I'm just presuming, well, I know that some of them need more help. Others don't.
Yeah. I think it's a fair statement. I don't think any one of those department leaders would disagree with me that they could probably all use some help, some more than others. Some are really struggling during the daytime hours. Others not so much, but I think all in all, they all need some additional help from where they're at today.
Okay, so what kinds of positions are open then for somebody that's willing to volunteer and get the training?
The big ones right now are the law enforcement reserves. I think Knoxville PD, Pella PD, and Marion County Sheriff's Office are all actively recruiting law enforcement reserves. On the fire and EMS side, blanket statement, I think every department is looking for people who are willing to go through the EMT training and provide medical assistance as a volunteer in a community.
Well, and even if some of the departments, say the law enforcement departments or the fire department, let's just say a fire department or two is sort of full, they probably want to have a list of people that maybe they, if somebody moves, they need somebody to, so it never hurts to contact anybody.
Oh, exactly. And some of the departments over the years have had limits as to the number of staff that they can have. We go back to talking about how things have evolved. Even those departments with limits are now recognizing that those limits are not helping them during the daytime hours. So they're having conversations about raising those limits to try and put more people on, specifically people that might be around during the daytime that could help during the day.
Because you might have everybody that's on your department, and they might work out of, you know, out of the county.
Yeah, and that is what's happening. You know, department might be capped at 25 members, but due to changes in the economy and where folks are working at, that 25-member cap might only yield two or three members during the day. And that's simply not enough. That puts a lot of pressure on those folks. So I know some of the departments have had are having conversations with their governing bodies, you know, mayors, board of trustees, about seeking to change those caps so that they can try and get some additional help during the day.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Harold Trailer Sales, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance in Prairie City, the State Bank of Bussey, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Marion County Auto Body, and Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Pella Police Department, Pete Farms, Mahaska Bottling, PCM Schools, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pleasantville Police Department, and Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
I continued my conversation with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator for Marion County. Let's just say with respect to, let's say somebody has a heart attack, let's say a massive heart attack, you've got what, 8 minutes to get to them?
Yep.
And so?
Preferably even quicker than that.
There's a lot of places more than 8 minutes away from where.
You bet. You are exactly right. When somebody that you know or love is having, you know, a medical event like that, it's great to know that help's coming from 15 miles away, from a bigger city or a bigger, busier department. But for those patients to have the best chance of survival and recovery, they really need that help from that local community where they're at, you know, that can get there within 5 or 6 minutes.
And with the training that
to administer the aid that they need until that bigger department can get there and help them out, that's what they really need.
So I guess that this would be a good point to say that, hey, if you're even thinking about it, you know, talk to your local fire chief.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it any better than that. If there's folks out there in the community that are hearing this interview and have a desire to help, reach out to me. If you don't know who to get a hold of in that department or that community, reach out to me. You know, reach out to you. You know every one of them, too. Reach out to somebody, and we will make the connection and get you paired up with the right person to talk to.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Lions Club, Houston's on Main and Milo, Indianola Memorial Works, Gata Enterprises, and Studio Royale, Knoxville Dance Studio. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Westview Care Center, Pella Feed Service, West End Auto, Advantage Credit Union, Winfield Funeral Home, Iowa Realty, and Iowa State Savings Bank.
I continued my conversation with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator for Marion County. There are significant life events that we remember, things that happen that we'll remember forever. You know, the birth of a child, getting married, different kinds of things, you know, winning a fun football game, stuff like that. And most of us have the same kinds of things that we have that we'll remember forever. But for people that volunteer and for our professionals that work in these emergency positions, there's all kinds of things that they do where they can find that joy, that fulfillment. If you've saved a life, prevented a crime, stopped somebody from hurting somebody, saved property. I mean, those are just wonderful things to have. And that must be, in part, that fulfillment that, and also it's giving to individuals and your community. That must be just so rewarding.
Very rewarding. Speaking for myself only, it's very rewarding. As we've talked about probably in every one of these interviews we've done over the years, just sit and ponder for a few minutes what would our communities look like if these folks weren't there, you know, to step up and volunteer to do the things that they do for us. And it's scary to me. I think about what kind of civilization would we have where everything that caught on fire burned to the ground until the fire burned itself out. Everybody that had a heart attack basically laid there and passed away and suffered until they passed away. And that's just, I don't even want to think about that becoming a norm or being the norm. So having these folks in all these communities, you know, 200 plus of them that are willing to step in and into sometimes dangerous situations, step into for the patient, you know, oftentimes it's some of the worst times of their life, worst moments of their life. Having those folks that are willing to step into those situations with the skills and the training to help out, anybody ever say enough good things about them? And whatever it is that motivates them to do that year in and year out, in the middle of the night, in the middle of Christmas, middle of a 4th of July celebration last year, whatever it is that motivates them, great. I hope in some way that we can continue to help them and support them and that they'll continue doing what they do.
And we all sort of take them for granted, don't we?
At times. I see that from the public, and that is probably the thing that hurts them. I don't want to speak for all of them, but that's from what I see, that's probably the one thing that hurts them the most. There's times when the public expects a big city response with big city's equipment and in the same time manner of a big city response in our rural communities, and that's just not going to happen. It's just unrealistic. Those folks do the absolute best that they can, and I really feel like they have far more better days and better responses than struggles. You know, they're just the consummate professionals that are doing a trade as a volunteer.
And all the ones that I know, none of them would ask for thanks. They wouldn't ask for it. They don't necessarily expect it, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't say it.
Absolutely. It is very much appreciated when somebody just says thank you, something that simple. You've been in most of the fire stations. Whenever somebody goes the extra step and writes out a thank you card, those thank you cards will hang on a bulletin board for, you know, sometimes years. It does mean a lot. And they're proud to show those thank yous. You know, those are good memories. A lot of times, like we just talked about, these volunteers are stepping in bad situations. And because we're in small communities, we all know each other. And so those thank yous represent the good memories, you know, and can help take our minds off of some of the bad stuff that has happened and some of the bad stuff that they've seen and had to endure. I would ask that if there's folks out there, again, that want to volunteer or are interested, reach out to somebody and let's start those conversations. You can determine in those discussions at what level to the depth of your involvement. But let's continue to have Marion County be strong and our communities be strong, because they take care of each other and they take care of themselves. So if there's folks out there, please reach out and we'll make those conversations happen. Thanks to the communities for the ongoing support, and thank you to all of the volunteers for doing what they do day in and day out. We just couldn't have the life and the communities that we do without them.
Thanks to Jeff Anderson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.